Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Tonight's game features the Benton Central Lady Bison and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Right now, the pregame clock is evaporating. It's right now 11:30 on the pregame. We'll mention game one, the JV contest. Tonight was won by Benton Central. Benton Central 39, Hamilton Heights 32. We're having a coaches meeting right now out in front of the scores pit. They're talking with the three officials. They still got their black jackets on. They're having a conversation right there, talking over the ball game. Should be a good ball game in front of us tonight. Benton Central Lady Bison, 21-1. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 15-4. Let's learn a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Benton Central Lady Bison. They have a school enrollment of 559. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. In their sectional, there will be six different girls basketball teams. That sectional will happen at West Lafayette High School. In the sectional right there at West Lafayette, not too far away, it's going to be Benton Central. They're currently 21-1. Also, McConaughey, they're 13-6. Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, are 16-4. Western, the Lady Panthers, are 11-8. Peru, Lady Tigers, are 4-15. And West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils, are 12-7. The principal at Benton Central High School is Corey Robb. We'll mention the athletic director is Jim Puckett. And the athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That is Sarah Minnick. We'll mention Benton Central High School is located at 4241 East, 300 South. That's Oxford, Indiana, 47971. You can reach them by telephone, 765-884-1600. On the web, you can find them at BC. That's BC Benton Central. bc.benton.k12.in.us. They wear the colors green and gold. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. Hoosier Conference has an East and a West Division. There's five schools in East. We'll mention right now in the East Division. At the top is Hamilton Heights. They finished 4-0 in the East Division this year. Gives them the right to play tonight. They are 15-4 overall. Northwestern, they finished the East Division at 3-1. They are 15-3 overall. Tipton, 2-2. They're 17-3 overall. Followed up by Western, 1-3. They are 11-8 overall. Winding up the fifth position there in the East Division is Lewis Cass. They're 0-4 in the East. They are 7-12 overall. In the West Division, at the top is Benton Central. They also finished the West Division at 4-0. Right now, they are 21-1 on the season. They're followed up in second position by Central Catholic. 3-1 in the West. They're 16-4 right now. They may be completed. They're getting ready to complete their 6 o'clock game. They're playing right now. In third position in the West is Twin Lakes. They're 2-2. They're 16-4 overall. Fourth position is West Lafayette. They're 1-3. They're 12-7 overall. And then following up right there at the fifth position is the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, 0-4. They're 12-6 overall. We'll let you know, we'll remind you, Benton Central, currently 21 wins, 1 loss, 4-0 in the Hoosier West. We'll mention, offensively, they average, and this is an average of 22 games, 61.2 points per ball game. They give up defensively, this is an average, 33.7. That is some defense. The Huskies right there nearby. We'll talk about that in a moment. The coach is David Baxter. David Baxter, pretty kind gentleman, very kind gentleman, I should say. He's working in year number 12 for Benton Central, the Lady Bison. His record is 259 wins, 46 losses. I'll mention in 11 seasons, Coach Baxter has never had more than 7 losses in one season. That's telling me a lot. That's why they're 46 losses. Has never lost more than 7 in any particular season at Penn Central. Overall, he's a 19-year varsity head basketball coach. 335 wins, 128 losses. Finished 19 after 19 seasons. We'll mention he's a Purdue graduate. He was rooting for those Purdue Boilermakers last night. We'll talk about that in a moment or two. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Benton Central. That'll happen Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 25th. The Harrison Raiders, the Lady Raiders, will be at Benton Central High School. They'll do battle with the Lady Bison. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Now we'll talk about the little bit on the home team side. We'll talk about the Hamilton Heights, the Lady Huskies. They have a school enrollment of 739. They are also Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are 6 in their sectional, and that sectional will be played this year at Yorktown High School. In their sectional is Jay County. Jay County is currently 16-3. Hamilton Heights, they're currently 15-4. Yorktown, currently 5-14. Newcastle, currently 9 wins, 8 losses. Delta, the 3-14, and Muncie Burris, 2-7. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19. That's Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone, 317-984-3551. You can reach them on the web at hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. And on game night tonight, West travels to all the East sites here in 2022. Next year, it'll be just the opposite. And the Hamilton Heights Huskies, as mentioned, are currently 15 wins, 4 losses. They're 4-0 in the Hoosier East. The Lady Huskies, offensively, they average 50.2 points per ballgame. They give up defensively an average of 33.5. 33.7, 33.5. We're going to see some defense tonight. And we'll mention the head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, he has 96 wins, 46 losses, working in year number 6 for the Lady Huskies. He's a graduate of Danville Community College. That's in Danville, Illinois. He played basketball there. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. It's going to happen Thursday. It's coming Thursday, coming up. It's going to be January 27th. Lafayette Jets Lady Broncos will be here at Hamilton Heights to do battle with the Lady Huskies. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Now, we'll talk about Hoosier Conference game night. That's tonight, 21st, here on a Friday. Crossover tournament starts tonight. They have an intended schedule. It's not going to be quite the same. We'll mention that in a moment. This is girls varsity basketball, Hoosier Conference. They're looking for the winner. It's going to be between these two teams on the court right now. So we'll let you know, going for 9th or 10th place in the Hoosier Conference tonight, it's the Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers there at Lewis Cass, the Lady Kings. But it's not happening tonight. That game will happen at 7:30 on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, the 27th. That's when that game will take place. We'll mention this game happening tonight. There's one of them. 7th or 8th place, this game is taking place tonight, 7:30 start. It's West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils, at the Western Lady Panthers. Going for 5th or 6th place in the Hoosier Conference, not going to happen tonight. It's going to happen on Tuesday, the 25th. It will start at 7 p.m. That's going to be the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They'll travel to Tipton to battle with the Lady Devils. Going for 3rd or 4th place in the Hoosier Conference. This game is probably close to over if it's not already. We'll mention that the 6 o'clock start. It started. Next tonight, Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights are at the Northwestern Lady Tigers this evening. And going for 1st or 2nd place, going to happen tonight, 7:30 start time. Here at Hamilton Heights, it's going to be the Benton Central Lady Bison going against the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. That's the Hoosier Conference. That's game night. And we'll mention a little bit about strength of schedule. Strength of schedule, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Benton Central Lady Bison. Class 4A, Hamilton Heights. They have 6 4A schools on their schedule this year. Benton Central Lady Bison, they have 3. In Class 3A, the Lady Huskies have 11 on their schedule. Penn Central Lady Bison have 7. Class 2A, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have 5 on their schedule. The Lady Bison of Penn Central have 6. In Class 1A, the Lady Huskies do not play a 1A school. Penn Central Lady Bison do play 3 1A schools. One of them is pretty much mandatory in the West Division. That's the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll let you know Benton Central on December 27th, 28th, 29th. They traveled to Illinois over the Christmas break. They did battle with 5 Illinois schools. And I will let you know this Sunday, the 47th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament Parents Show is going to take place. You can tune in. It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. It's going to be Sunday the 23rd. Web stream is IHSAATV.org. Bob Level and Greg Raystraw will host. It'll be simulcast on IHSAA Champions Network and their affiliates. That's radio. They're addressing the crowd right now, public address. We're getting ready to have our national anthem. Husky Pet Band's going to hear the anthem. We'll set this down. That's our national anthem performed tonight by the Hamilton Heights. Pet Pan sounded marvelous. We'll talk about our sponsors tonight. We are thankful to have folks interested in sponsoring basketball, the girls' variety and the boys' variety. Bringing this game to you tonight, Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Haynes Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. ATM Auto in Arcadia. Fritz auto sales and service in Fishers and Noblesville. Century 21 Real Estate, at least it's so spare. Sign Production. Indiana Express Rentals, they're in Noblesville, along with Noblesville Trophies, also in Noblesville. And we're going to begin providing sponsorship. Appreciate this right here. It's going to be the Hamilton County Reporter. You can get a full year of the Hamilton County Reporter for $12. You'll find out more in a little bit. We're going to mention Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, it's @Michelle_Garman. Again, that's @Michelle, that's two L's, _Garman, for updates on area games and matches. So both teams are in the locker room. The clock is going down. It took 5 more minutes on it. It's right at 3:23 right now. And should be a good basketball game tonight. Say, what a good basketball game last night. As you probably know, last night, January 20th, IU hosted Purdue. That was at Assembly Hall in Bloomington in a Big Ten matchup. IU was looking for a win. They hadn't got a win for quite some time. They did get the win. It was quite a ball game. IU 68, Purdue 65. Rob Fantasy. Rob Fantasy, he's from McCutcheon. He's from McCutcheon. He's a Maverick over there in Lafayette. He got the game-winning three-point shot. It reminded me of Keith Smart and Jay Edwards from Marion High School. Looked a lot like those two guys, but that was Rob Fantasy. Had a good game off the bench, a real good game. So both teams come out of the locker room. They're out on the floor right now. They stopped the clock at 3 minutes. They started up again. It's now at 2:50. Clock rolling down. Should be a good ball game tonight. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Hampton Heights Lady Husky basketball, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights basketball, and baseball each spring with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're taking some shots at their own leisure. Hamilton Heights working with a couple lines over there. Benton Central taking the shots they like. 1:50 on the game, the pregame clock. And I will remind you a little bit about the Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers got a win last night. They were at Golden State doing battle with the Warriors. That was at Chase Center in San Francisco. The Pacers got the win, 121-117 in one overtime. Pacers are now currently 17-29. They're going to play an 82-game season this year. Not going to abbreviate it with the 72-game season. Their next game on their agenda is going to happen tomorrow night. It'll be a 9 p.m. start. It's going to happen at Footprint Center in Phoenix, Arizona. Indiana Pacers will travel. They're probably on the road right now doing this road trip. They'll do battle with the Phoenix Suns at tomorrow night. They'll have another game on the road. They'll be at New Orleans doing battle with the Pelicans on the 24th. That's Monday. And then they'll be back home on Wednesday, the 26th, for a 7 p.m. start with the Charlotte Hornets. So they're getting ready to mention the starting lineups. We'll do just the same. Clock's getting ready to empty out. 30 seconds left. We'll let you know the starters first for the Benton Central Lady Bison. They'll start like this. It's going to be number 3, She's a 5'8 senior. That's Courtney Tolan. Second in the lineup. She'll wear number 12. She's a 5'9 senior. That's Kennedy Tolan. I've been told those two right there are cousins. She and Kennedy Tolan averaging 16.3 per game. Starting in the third position is number 23. That's Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster, a 5'9 sophomore. She averages 6.3 a game. She helped me with pronunciations during the JV contest. Wearing number 25, that's Sarah Gick. Sarah Gick is a 6-foot sophomore. She averages 10.6 a game. Wearing number 31 is Tressa. Tressa Sinisak. There we go. Tressa Sinisak. She's a 5'6 senior. She averages 13 points per ball game. The head coach is David Baxter. David Baxter working in year number 12 at Benton Central High School. Now for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Number 2, she's a 5'6" sophomore. That's Ella Hitchcock. Wearing number 4, I tell you, Ella Hitchcock, she averages 4.2 a game. She's a good ball handler. We'll mention number 4. That's a 5'8" senior. That's Mia Shields. Mia Shields averaging 11.6 points per game. Number 10, that's Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner, 5'9" sophomore. She averages 17.3 points per ball game. Number 24, that's Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry, 5'8" sophomore. And we'll mention number 42 is 6'3" senior, Michaela Moran. She's averaging 9.2 points per ballgame. And that's all for Coach Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 6 for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. So they're announcing the starters right now, public address. We'll mention bringing this game to you is the Hamilton County Reporter. Nobody covers your team like a team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Ricky Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com. That's readthereporter.com. And subscribe. You can subscribe, and we'll mention, as to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year at readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that's readthereporter.com/subscribe. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. We're working the light show right here, showing some pictures on the big screen. They have definitely divulged the light. I had to grab my cell phone in a hurry to get some light source, but that's okay. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero right on State Road 19. They're at the Cicero Town Plaza. The team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're going through the lineups right now for the Huskies. Lady Huskies and Lady Bison. Say what they had. I'm probably sure they had each other circled on their calendars for this ball game. Ought to be a good one. So they're announcing the starters right now for the Lady Huskies. They have 8 minutes on the game clock. I'll mention across the way over there, you can tune in to Husky Sports Network. They've got television. They show a film. You can see the floor. I'm not sure how much, but you can see the floor while they speak about the ball game. I think a friend of mine's over there, Craig Wolfgang. He'll do some speaking to what that guy played basketball at Eastbrook High School. And I tell you what, he was an MVP over there. That's no question. I played pickup basketball with him before. That guy's tough, and he makes the good decisions, and he does in life also. So we're going to start this basketball game. That's going to be tip-off right here. It's going to be Mikayla Moran, number 42, at 6 foot 3 inches tall. In the center circle with her is 23, Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster helped us with pronunciation. She's 5'9", a sophomore. Here comes the tip. Toss is good. Tip to the backcourt controlled by the Lady Huskies. In the hands of number 2, Ella Hickox. She'll dribble across the timeline. She'll work at left side. Hand off right there to Cameron Rutter. She'll drive it inside the arc right there. Get a left side out top of the key. And Mikayla Moran back to Cameron. Now back in the hands of Ella Hickox. She'll bounce it left side behind the arc in front of the bench, central bench. Out top, they'll move the basketball. Ella Hickox. Going to backpedal dribble working against her right there. Working pretty strong right there against her. Number 23, I believe, Sienna Foster. So they'll work the basketball. Backpedal dribble. Mia Shields, senior athlete, working against number 3, Courtney Tolan. 7:15 left. Haven't had a shot yet. Working in the front court. A little bit of deliberation right there by the Lady Huskies. Going to go baseline. Cameron Runner. She'll kick it to the opposite corner. They're working inside. Trying to get to Mikayla. Tipped away and picked up by Mia Shields. Outside the arc, Hadley Carey. Doesn't hold it long. Sends it back around the perimeter. Balls on the dribble once again with Ella Hickox. Now, top, she'll dig it right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll bring it back out top. She'll bounce it left side behind the arc to Mia Shields. She'll take a shot behind the arc. First shot rims out long. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Benton Central. Credit that board, 31, Tressa Sinisak. So they're working around the perimeter. They'll go to the corner with it. That's 12, Kennedy Tolan. Out top, to move the ball back around. Back to Tolan in the right corner baseline. Off the rim, wouldn't go. Three-point shot, wouldn't fall. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner. They'll work it through the front court. Runner, going to go to the corner with three-point shot. Needed field. Rims in, rims out. Looks like he was going down. Came on out of there at the Revolution. So rebound secured right here once again by 31. Tressa Sinisak. She's out top on the dribble. Working against her loosely is Cameron Runner. 6 minutes left. We played 2 minutes. No score outside the arc. Shot long off the rim. Wouldn't go from three-point lane. That shot taken by Courtney Tolan. Ball's recovered on the rebound through the front court now. And Ella Hickox. She'll get it to Hadley Carey. Cross-court skip pass. Left side to Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline pass. Going to be a 14-30 from the baseline. First bucket of the ball game, scored by Mikayla Moran. 2-0 contest. 5:33 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. We're at the East Division site tonight. We're at Hamilton Heights High School. Working it around the perimeter. Out top right there, 31. Going to take a shot. That's Sinisak. He gets the bucket. 3 points. Bomb. Good. For Sinisak. Benton Central goes on top by one. 3-2 contest in the front court on the dribble. Hamilton Heights. That's Ella Hickox. Works the left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Straight out top. She'll keep around until drive now outside the paint. Trying to make a pass. It's tipped away. Picked back up by Cameron Runner. She'll get it to Ella Hickox. Hickox out top with the basketball. She'll work it left side. Well behind the arc as Cameron Runner picks up the screen for Mikayla. She'll take a shot outside the arc. It'll hit the rim, bounce up, and fall through. 5-3 contest, Lady Huskies by 2. 4:40 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline and a walk pace. 31, Tressa Sinisak. Out top of the basketball, that's Courtney Tolan. She'll bring it back left side, she'll reverse it. Outside the arc, 3 points, John Vito. Rebound putback is good. Credit the bucket, 23, Sienna Foster. 5-5 ball game. 4:19 left, we're in the first quarter. Tie ball game at 5. Balls in the front court. Lady Huskies. Out top. Ella Hickox. Works it right side behind the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner from left elbow extended. 8-5 contest. There'll be a timeout called. Let's just sign out for the shoe tie. Official timeout. Ella Hickox going to tie that shoe over again. 4:01 left for the first quarter. Hamilton Heights up by 3. 8-5. Conversation over there. Coach David Baxter talking to his guard player right here. 31, tries to send it back. They'll bring the ball in. Brought in by Courtney Tolan in front of the scores bench. Gets in and sent it back. Works it left side to Tolan. That's Kennedy. She'll get the ball back in the corner. 3-point shot from the corner baseline. Would go. Rebound out there. Secured by Ella Hickok. She'll take it to the front court. She'll dribble it back. She'll reset the offense. She'll go left side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out. She'll get a pass outside the arc, out top of the key. Mia Shields, she'll dribble left side outside the paint. She'll bring it back out. She'll work it. Give it back to Ella Hitchcock. Deep in the front court. Guarding Ella right there is 31, Tressa Sinistat. She'll pass it right side. She'll get it to Michaela. Michaela makes a pass to Cameron. Cameron chases it down before he goes over his back. Made a good save right there to save the basketball. Got it back to Michaela. Michaela went inside. Went hard to the hoop. Going to get called for a personal foul, charging foul. First foul in the contest. Going to go against Michaela. Might as well. She got the first bucket. There's one foul in the contest. Michaela Moran. That's the first foul in the ballgame. Huskies have won. 3:08 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline in a walk pace is 31, Tressa Sinistat. She'll move it left side behind the arc. To the corner, touches the hands of Sienna Foster. Back to Foster, she'll take a three from the right corner baseline, wouldn't go. Rebound by Kayla Moran, she'll dish off. Point guard, Ella Hitchcock crossing the timeline. We're going to see a sub for Hamilton Heights. Next dead ball, it's going to be Kaylee Roten. 2:43 left, shot for 3-point land, wouldn't go short off the rim from Cameron Runner. She knew it was short. She was chasing the basketball. Ball's last touch goes out of bounds. They're going to say that ball went out of bounds off of Fenton Central. So the Lady Huskies are going to bring it in from the baseline left of their own bucket. So trying to get the ball in there, Mia Shields. She'll toss it out top of the circle right there to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. Working against her right there is 23, Sienna Foster. Working left side behind the arc. Dribbling around, that's Cameron Lerner. That's straight away. She'll go left side with it. Shot on the way, good. Kaylee Roten just got in the ball game. She nailed a 3-point shot. The 11-5, Lady Huskies by 6. They're working it in the front court now, the Lady Bison. They're working around the perimeter. Touches the hands and presses Sinek back out top. 3-point shot, good. That's number 12, Kennedy Tolan. She's on her way to that 16.3 average. 2 minutes left. The 11-8, Lady Huskies by 3. Working it inside to Kaylee Roten. Elbow left side, back out top to work at the Cameron Runner, right side behind the arc. To Mia Shields, she'll pass a loud pass down low. To Michaela is tipped away and picked up by Tressa Sinistat. She'll go off the glass left side. Couldn't get the layup, but she got fouled. She got hammered. She'll go to the foul stride now. Could be the second foul whistled on the Lady Huskies here in the first quarter. That's the first half. Two fouls, 1:43 left. That foul's whistled on Cameron Runner. She's got one. First shot on the way. Good. Tressa Sinistat. She's shooting 64.6 from the line. I got to mention, both coaches very cooperative to allow stats for this ball game. We are thankful. Second shot on the way. Rims out long with Joe. Rebound, Michaela Moran. 11-9 ball game. Lady Huskies by 2 with the ball in the front court. Working at left side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll pass, bounce, pass out top. Ella Hickok, she'll get the ball right side. That's Cameron Runner again. Dribbles through her legs. She'll pass it back out top. 3-point shot on the way. Kaylee Roten, she's 2 for 2 from 3-point land. Kaylee Roten comes off the bench. She's shooting 40% behind the arc. And they say 35% is good. 14-9. Elbow, left side. They go to near the corner, inside the arc. Yeah, 2-point shot good for Courtney Tolan. Baseline shot about a 15-footer. He falls in the hands of Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. She'll pass it left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. She'll pass it down low to Michaela Moran. Hard off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound out of there, secured by Benton Central. Crossing the timeline at a drop pace. That's number 31, Tressa Sinistat. She'll pass it left side behind the arc to the hands of Kennedy Tolan. Back to Tolan in the corner. She'll take a three. She got it. Kennedy Tolan 3-point shot, 14-14, tie ball game. Kennedy Coleman shooting 43.2 behind the arc, 3-point land. 20 seconds left. Ball's out top, Cameron Hunter. She'll bounce pass to Ella Hickok. 15 seconds left. Ball's in the front court, Lady Huskies. Tie ball game at 14. Trying to pierce the double team right there. Going to be a reset foul called against Benton Central. That was Cameron Hunter on the dribble. Now, sub check back in the ball game. 23, Sienna Foster. They'll work right there. Ball's going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies. Right of their own bucket on their own baseline. 9.1 left. Foul pass brought in to Katie Roten. She'll work out top. This is the hands of Makayla Moran. Back in the hands of Ella Hitchup. Mia Shear from 3-point land gets the bucket at the buzzer. She gets it left elbow extended. We'll mention Mia Shields shooting 37% behind the arc. That was her 118th shot behind the arc. So we'll go to a first quarter break. 17-14, Lady Huskies by 3. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you didn't know, the AGM stands for a good mechanic. They're in Arcadia right here, and we'll mention if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. To find them, just go State Road 19 in Arcadia. Go to Howard Avenue and go west, young man, off of State Road 19, and they are behind the Arcadia ballpark. 8 minutes on the game clock. It'll be brought in half-court, alternate possession arrow, gives it to Benton Central. Brought in, Sienna Foster. Right when you see the backcourt, 31, going to bring the ball across the timeline. A treacherous center back. She'll bring it back and forth. He'll get back to the corner again. Kennedy Coleman. Defense converges right there, not allowing that three-point shot. They'll go left, right side of the basketball. First shot's going to go. That shot was taken by Sienna Foster. Rebound. Put back. She'll get fouled. She'll go to the stripe. That's number 12, Kennedy Tolan, 5'9 senior. She's shooting 83.6 from the free throw line. That's number 12, Kennedy Tolan. She's at the stripe right now. Foul's whistled on Katie Roten. She'll pick up her first foul. Team foul number 3. That's Hamilton Heights here in the first half. First shot up and good. No surprise. We'll mention the Lady Bison. They have one foul, a cumulative, so far in the first half. Second shot, Tolan. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rimmed around, tipped out to the arc. Right there, picked up by Ella Hickok. She'll take it across the timeline for the Lady Huskies. On the dribble, working against her defensively is Tressa Stenisak. Ball goes skipped out of bounds. Last touch by Benton Central. Lady Huskies going to bring it in the front court, up across the way from the scorer's bench in front of the fans. Pretty good crowd here tonight for this championship contest. Brought in right there. She'll get the ball back. That's Mia Shields out top. Dribbling. She'll hand off to Cameron Leonard. She'll dribble left side near the logo head, center court. Now she'll work it across the free throw line. Dish it off to Kaylee Roten. She'll keep that pivot foot step. She'll nail the jump stop right there. She'll pass it back out top to Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side behind the arc to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble it back out top. Double team right there. They'll go skip pass right left side behind the arc is Katie Roten with the dribble. She'll kick it back out top. Mia Shields spin move. She'll backpedal dribble, bring it back out. Defense is converging well. Benton Central, we knew this was going to be a defensive battle. You're talking about 33.7 and 33.5 allowance Spurs all ball game, I should say. Mateo Moran gets the ball down low. She couldn't get the first shot. She gets the ball back, goes off the glass. Right side, two-point bucket for Mateo Moran. 19-15 ball game. Four-point leader, the Lady Huskies. 6:24 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter here at Hamilton Heights High School on a Friday night. To the corner, Tolan rims off, wouldn't go. That was Kennedy Tolan. Rebound secured by the Lady Huskies. But get it in the hands of Elle Hitchcock here across the timeline. She'll slow it up now. Working against her right there is the 31, Tressa Senesak. She got the count working. They're going to get it. No timeout. It's going to be called. Coach Keegan Terry going to bail her out prior to the five-second closely guarded count. He'll take a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in if only to browse around. They're at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. Could be in there right there in front of the scores bench by Mia Shields. Just off slightly to the backcourt, picked up by Elliot Hitchcock. She across the timeline, working against her once again is Tressa Senesak. They're working inside, getting to Michaela. Back out to Ella Hitchcock. Outside the arc, Michaela, she's not taking a three-point shot all season long. 5:41 on the game clock. They're working in, they go baseline. Going to be a hand check. Hand check on Benton Central. Mia Shields was driving baseline. She wanted to slow her up. And she reached in. They're going to get the foul. Foul's going to be whistled on number 3, Courtney Tolan. She picks up her first. Team foul number 2 on Benton Central. 3 thus far on the Lady Huskies. 5:37 left for the second quarter. They try to get the ball in. They do to Michaela. Lost the handle. Now she'll get it back. Save the ball from going out of bounds. That was a tough maneuver right there, but they keep the ball in the front court. 5:26. Working the left side. Going to back pedal Dillon with the basketball. She'll cross over. That's Cameron Runner. She gets the ball slightly here quickly there. But Kaylee gets the ball back. She'll take an elbow shot right side. Wouldn't go. Chasing that basketball, trying to follow her shot. Ends up in the hands of 31 Shreds of Senesak. She'll drive the lane. They're going to call foul on the floor. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. 5:07 left. They're going to whistle this foul on number 2, Ella Hitchcock. She's got one. She fouled number 4. They bring it right the bucket. That's Senesak. Take that back. That's Foster. Inbounding the basketball. She get it in to Sarah Dick. Where's number 25? They're working behind the arc. Right there. That's Senesak. They're working down low. It was a pass. Get it down low to 25. Sarah Dick. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights going to go the distance, coast to coast. That was Cameron Leonard. She's going to draw the foul, trying to set up for the block right there with Benton Central. They're going to whistle this foul on 12, Kennedy Tolman. She picks up number 1, team foul number 3, Cameron Leonard at the free throw stripe. She's shooting 80%. She gets the first one. Cameron Leonard now 64 for 80 on the season at the stripe. 4:49 left, second shot up, and also good. Substitution back in the ballgame. We're going to see Hadley Cherry, original starter. She's going to be back in the game. Taking a breather is 42, Michaela Moran. Going to be a full 60-second timeout called by Coach David Baxter of Benton Central. 4:48 left, second quarter, 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies, 21-15. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. We'll mention you can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana by dialing 317-842-2228. You can visit them online. You can see them on site. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. The second location is Christian Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville, right off of State Road 32. That's Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can do that on site, or you can do that online. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Here he is down the basketball from the backcourt, Benton Sitchell. Lady Huskies provide some pressure. They dribble the cross. Good dribble right there across the lane. Tressa sent a sack, and she stops right in the free throw line, nails a jumper. Two-point bucket for Finisak is 21-17. On the dribble, left side, she'll backpedal. That's Ella Hickok. Out top on the dribble. Backpedal dribble now is Kaylee Roten. She'll work it left side. She'll dish off right here to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. She'll bring it back out. 4:16 clock rolling for the second quarter. It's 21-17. Lady Huskies by four. On the dribble, out top. Trying to set the offense up again. That's Ella Hickok. To move it right side. Working against her is Sienna Foster. They'll dribble it left side. Spin move. That's Miss Mia Shields. They're going to call a foul on the floor. These officials calling the game like it's a game. They're not letting a lot of things go. This is the championship game of the Hoosier Conference. The girls' variety. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see Michaela Moran, 42. And entering the ball game for Benton Central is 21, Rachel Tolan. Rachel Tolan is the sister of Courtney Tolan. They let me know that because I was curious. 21-17, 3:52 on the game clock. Out top of the basketball, back panel dribble, 31, Tressa Sinistat. Setting up the offense, calling it out. They're going to be reached out there trying to go to the corner. Mia Shields sticks her hands out, gets a steal. She'll go right side, she'll dish off. Left-handed layup, good. Cameron Runner. Good, unselfish play by Mia Shields. Two-point bucket for Runner. 23-17, Lady Huskies by six. They're going to paint. They'll pop a jumper right there. Rebound put back. Wouldn't go. Third rebound. Got it. And she'll go through the foul stripe. That first shot taken by Sinistak. Second shot is, I believe, Foster. Third shot and goes in. That's 25, Sarah Dick. And she'll get one more. Three-point play opportunity. They whistle this foul on number three. And there we go, 42, Michaela Moran. She's got two. Shot wouldn't go. Got the two. Couldn't get the three-point play. Ball skipped. Finally goes out of bounds. They say it was last touch by Denton Central. Michaela Moran's going to take a seat with those two fouls. Coach Keegan Terry not wanting her to get the third foul in the first half. 3:18 left. They bring it up from the backcourt. On the dribble, Ella Hickok, crossing the timeline. She'll work it out top. Sure, spin move, picks up a double screen there from Hadley Perry and Kaylee Roten. Out top with the dribble again. That's still Ella Hickok working the left side. She'll cross over, spin move. She'll go to the corner with it, Mia Shields. Mia Shields brings it back left side behind the arch to Cameron Runner. 2:55 left for the second quarter. 23-19, a four-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. On the dribble. Out top is Ella Hickok. Working it right there on the dribble. She's a pretty good dribbler. She picks up the dribble now. She's trying to get it to Cameron Runner. Tipped away. Cameron Runner has to pick it up in the backcourt. It was touched by 23, Sienna Foster. So she could retrieve it and did. She's in the front court now. Working her right side behind the arc. She's going to dribble in, kick it outside. Three-point shot. Mia Shields wouldn't go. Long off the rim. Ball loose. Picked up there by 23, Sienna Foster. 31, that's Tressa Sinistak. She'll dribble across the timeline. Outside the arc, she'll pop a shot. Got it. Three-point shot good for 31, Tressa Sinistak. She's working on that 13-point per game average. 2:02 left. 23-22. Lady Huskies by one. On the dribble out top. Working back around. Three-point shot again. Wouldn't go this time. That was Katie Roten. She's 2-for-3 from three-point land in tonight's contest. To the front court. They'll go to the corner. She'll drive baseline. That's Kennedy Tolan. She'll turn in the paint. She'll turn around off the glass, get the bucket. Kennedy Tolan for two. Benton Central goes up by one. 24-23. on the dribble. They're working right side behind the arc, have to carry. He'll pass it back out top to Kaylee Roten behind the, I should say behind the arc, top of the key. They're working left side, Cameron Runner about back out top to reset the offense with Ellie Hickok. Hickok again being worked right there by Tressa Finisak. Pretty good defense by Finisak. Moves the feet quick. 109 on the game clock. Second quarter, we're approaching halftime. 24-23. Bison, Lady Bison in front. They work it down low to the baseline. Kaylee Roten, she'll bounce back out top to Mia Shields. 55 seconds left. Behind the arc, working right here. She'll drive in. And the carry, she'll throw up a prayer, and it nearly went. Part of the way down, bounced on out of there. She'll get two shots. Fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on 33. Carly Musser. Carly Musser in the ballgame. She's a 5'10" senior. She averages 6.3, first shot up and would go for Hadley Sherry. She'll get one more. Hadley Sherry from the line shooting 71% entering this ballgame. She's now 10 for 15. She's 67%, couldn't get the second one. 48 seconds left. Rebound Benton Central. Crossing the sideline at a dribble trot pace. It's 31, Tressa Finisak. So go to the free throw line, they're kicking around. 3-point shot from the baseline corner. Wouldn't go, that shot taken by Carly Musser. Rebound put back wouldn't go, but the second offensive board put back will go. That was 21, Rachel Colon, 5'9" sophomore. 24 seconds left. Benton Central by 3, 26-23. 18 seconds left here in the first half. The way out top would be a steal. Just past Solman. By Coleman, Kennedy Coleman goes the distance off the glass, gets the bucket. Going to be a 30-second timeout call by Coach David Baxter of Benton Central. 9.9 seconds left. Benton Central up by 5, 28-23. So they're stopping the game right there. That's Kennedy Coleman. Kennedy Coleman being recognized on the court. She's getting a good hand clap. She just scored her 1,000th point at Benton Central High School. And I'm getting chills right now, and that's no joke. So she just scored her 1,000th point, and she's got some more games to play. So 9.9 left. They stopped the game. And Coach Baxter acknowledges the scores bench in a thank you type of way. 9.9 left. Lady Huskies going to bring it from the backcourt. Just under 10 seconds left here in the first half. Going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten. She'll toss it in and bounce back. It'll bounce a couple times. It's going to roll. Pick up there. Top of the circle right there by Ella Hickok. Back to Kaylee. 5 seconds left. 4 seconds. Going to drive the lane. Mia Shields, underhanded scoop shot off the glass and in. Mia Shields' athletic move cuts the lead to 3. We go to halftime. 28-25, Benton Central, Lady Bison in front. As the Hamilton Heights Pep Band playing the fight song right there, that's the Minnesota Rouser, better known as the Hamilton Heights fight song. And we'll mention, we thank Hamilton County Reporter for caring enough to sponsor this ballgame. And I'll mention, are you reading the Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week for as little as $12 per year. Yes, $12 per year. Just go to the readthereporter.com/subscribe. That's what you dial in on your computer there, and you'll never miss the high school sports action. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall has you covered, Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that's readthereporter.com/subscribe. So the clock rolling down. It puts 10 minutes on the intermission clock. Clock at 9:25 right now. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes there. She has enthusiasm. She has experience. And she has knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bayer, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bayer, 1521 Chief Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bayer, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So I'm going to introduce some basketball players on the surface right now. Getting a hand clap. Working right here at Hamilton Heights High School. Both teams are in the locker room. We're at halftime. 8 minutes on the intermission clock. 28-25. Lady Bison by 3 at halftime. We thank you for listening. Put me in sports. .com. Going to have a basketball game tomorrow night. It'll be the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll travel to Kokomo. They'll do battle with the Wildcats at the Memorial Basketball Facility at their downtown Kokomo. If you want to tune in, 7:30 for the varsity ball game. We'll let you know a little bit about Class 3A. Class 3A, these are the rankings. I'm going to mention the top 12. This is determined by the Associated Press. IHSAA Girls Varsity Basketball. And this was released on January 16th. Here's how they stack up in Class 3A right now in Indiana. At number 1 is South Bend, Washington. They are currently 19 wins, 2 losses. Number 2 is Garrett. Garrett, they are currently 20-1. Number 3 is Benton Central, the Lady Bison. They are 21-1. Number 4 is Silver Creek. Silver Creek, they are 19-1. At number 5, Jay County. Jay County, 16-3. At number 6 is Hamilton Heights, the Lady Huskies, 15-4. At number 7 is Norwell. Norwell, 16-4. At number 8, there are 2 teams tied at number 8. Number 1 of them is Washington. They're 17-3. The other one is Mishawaka Marion. They're 16-5. Number 10 is Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, 16-4. Number 11 is Corydon Central. Corydon Central, they're 17-2. And at number 12, it's Evansville Memorial. They are 15-4. And if you were paying attention, you found out that 3 Hoosier Conference teams are in the top 12 this week in Class 3A, State of Indiana. 5:23, clock rolls down. And while we're on the subject, we'll mention the entire Indiana school system. I'm talking about all the schools. I'm going to mention the state rankings. These are the top 20, and it does not matter. It could be 4A, 3A, 2A, or 1A could be on this list. This is also released on January 16th. This is the January 16th edition. At number 1 in the state, girls basketball is Homestead. Homestead out of Fort Wayne, they're 18-1. Number 2 is Franklin. Franklin, they're 19-1. At number 3 is Crown Point, 17-2. Number 4 is South Bend, Washington. They are 19-2. Number 5 is Bedford North Lawrence, 17-2. And if you didn't know, it's where Damon Bailey played on the boys' team. Number 6 is Westfield, 16-3. Number 7 is Noblesville, 16-4. Number 8 is North Central out of Indianapolis. That's 86th Street. They're 17-5. Number 9 is Silver Creek. Silver Creek is 19-1. Number 10, Fishers. Fishers are 15-4. And number 11 are the Benton Central Lady Bison. They're 21-1. Number 12, the Fort Wayne Snyder. They're currently 13-3. Number 13 is Dyersville. They're 15-5. Number 14 is Lake Central, 18-3. Number 15 is Columbus East High School. They're 15-3. If you didn't know, J.R. Moffitt is a graduate of Columbus East. Number 16 is Columbia City. They're 17-1. Number 17 is Garrett. They're 20-1. Number 18 is East Central. They are 16-4. Number 19 is Mishawaka Marion. They are 16-5. And winding out to 20th position are the Carmel Lady Greyhounds at 12-7. 3 minute buzzer just sounded. 3 minutes left in the pregame. I should say intermission. Good game in the works right here. The first game was a good one. JV contest 39-32. Benton Central Lady Bison captured the win. And what makes this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-3765. By cell phone or by text message, 317-946-2424. Sign Production, Arcadia, just west of Arcadia, about 3 miles. 1:46 clock moving. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet box trucks available, and the truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. They have Penske trucks. They have Penske truck rentals. And the name Penske alone says a lot. And we thank Mr. Penske for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. No doubt. So 25 seconds left. So I'm getting ready to buzz out. Both teams in a huddle right there at their own benches. 16 seconds left. There's a 15-second buzzer. That constitutes the 45 seconds of a timeout that started at the one-minute marker. Clock rolling down. 3 seconds, 2, 1. They're going to buzz out. 28-25. Lady Huskies out on the floor. Here comes the Benton Central Lady Bison. 8 minutes on the game clock. Getting ready to start the third quarter. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in at half court by Mia Shields. Lady Huskies going to start with their original lineup. Mia Shields going to toss it in to Michaela Moran. She'll hand off right there out top on the dribble. That's Mia Shields. She'll dribble once, get it back to Ellen Hickok, the point guard. Back out top on the dribble. Hadley Cherry, she'll hand off to Mia Shields. They'll work the ball into Michaela. It's outside the paint to go in the go up in the glass right there, go up to the shot. Trying to get the shot away, she got fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot a couple. They're going to whistle this foul, hitting Central Lady Bison. And 25 at Sarah Dick at the free throw line. Michaela Moran, she's shooting 61% at the foul stripe. First one long off the rim, wouldn't go. 7:43 left, we're in the third quarter. She'll get one more. Michaela Moran at the free throw stripe. 38, now 39 for 64 on the season. 7:42 on the game clock. We brought up from the backcourt, crossing the timeline. She'll pick up some momentum there. That's the rest of Sinisak. Working right side behind her. She'll take a three. She was open. Nobody guarding her. Got the three. Three-point bucket good for Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster shooting 31.7 behind the arc. She's better than that now. 7:20 on the game clock. 31-26. Lady Bison by five. Behind the arc, moving the basketball. Catches the hands of Ella Hickok. Back out top of Mia Shields. She'll go to the right, or excuse me, the left corner baseline. Having to carry. She'll set a screen now. Ditch off. Going to the baseline. Going to the paint right there. Mia Shields kicks it out. Baseline shot. Where to go? About a 12-footer. Rims off for Michaela Moran. Rebound. Benton Central. 6:55 on the game clock. 31-26. Penn Central going to take a three from the left corner baseline. Got it. She's got two in a row. That's 23, Sienna Foster. 34-26. Lady Bison by eight. 6:35 on the game clock. We're going to end the front court on Zibble behind the arc. Ella Hickok out top to Cameron Runner. She'll take one, may go the other way. Pretty good move, but she'll bring it back out as the defense converges. Guarding her out top is Tressa Sinisak. On the dribble, Cameron Runner, a couple steps behind the arc, she'll bounce pass, right side in front of the Huskies bench. 3 points out of the way, Mia Shields rims off, wouldn't go, rebound secured by Courtney Tolan. Back the other way on the dribble, 31, Tressa Sinisak. So we're trying to work it inside, going to be a foul called. Ball was right there, trying to get the tip it away, come up with the ball, couldn't get it. That was Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to pick up the foul, she's got one in the ball game. Both teams with one here in the second half. A cumulative 6 minutes left. Baseline jumper, about a 15, about a 17-footer. Good. And credit the bucket, 23, Sienna Foster. She's got the last 8 points, to my recollection, for Benton Central. Timeout called. Going to be called a 60-second timeout. Lady Huskies. 5:52 left here in the third quarter. The 10-point advantage for Benton Central, 36-26. Again, we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza, right there off of State Road 19. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. At Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Second buzzer sounds. Both teams out on the floor. 60-second timeout complete. Lady Huskies going to bring it 84 feet, brought in by Cameron Runner. She'll bounce it in to Ella Hickok. She'll trot across the timeline. Working against Ella is 31, Tressa Sinisak. She'll pass it out right side behind the arc. That's Mia Shields on the dribble. Hands off. Gives it to Kaylee Roten. Back pedal dribble, free throw line. She'll go behind top of the key now. Dish it right side to Mia Shields. She'll work it down low. She'll go to the floor with it. Ball tips down, and she'll keep it on the floor. She'll try to make a pass to the opposite baseline. It's tipped out of bounds by Benton Central. Lady Huskies will keep it in the front court. She'll be brought in left of the bucket on their own baseline. Trigger Lady's going to be Cameron Runner. Skips it into Katie Roten. They're working around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Michaela. You're going to take a shot, 3-point land. Where'd you go for Cameron Runner? Just right of center. Wouldn't fall. Back the other direction. Benton Central on the approach.
out top, though he's got the offense with 31, Trevor Stenisak. She'll dribble left. She'll pierce in now, take a shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Stenisak got her own board. Offensive board seems to be the key to tonight's game for Benton Central. 3-point shot, right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Stenisak, and Benton Central gets the board again. Stenisak going to drive the paint. She'll dish off. Going to be a traveling violation called. Kennedy Tolman was going baseline. Took that first initial partial step without the dribble, without the ball hitting the floor. Back the other direction, Hamilton Heights crossing the timeline. Ella Hitchcock, 36-26, Benton Central by 10. 4:40 left, we're in the third quarter. Out top of the basketball is Cameron Runner. She's picking up a beat-up screen there from Michaela Moran. They're going to call a foul. Evidently going to be a blocking foul. They're going to call a blocking foul on 31, Tressa Sinisak. She'll pick up her second foul in tonight's contest. 36-26. Brought in from the scores bench right side of the scores bench. Brought in by Mia. Gets it into Cameron. Cameron Runner behind the arc. Still got the dribble. She'll backpedal. She'll work it back around. Get it back out behind the arc. About 3 or 4 steps near center by Mia Shields on the dribble. She'll hand off to Ella Hitchcock. She'll give it to Mike Taylor. Get the ball back. About 2 steps behind the arc. She'll dribble right side. She'll go in the paint. She'll kick it back down to Michaela. No foul called. And as Michaela gets her own board, she passes to Cameron Runner. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by 31, Shreff and Sinisak in the front court on the dribble. Going to pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Going to work it left side behind the arc. Out top to move the basketball. Sinisak lost the handle. She regathered it. She's going to toss the ball back, get the ball back in a hurry. And now they're going to pick up a screen there. That was 21, Rachel Tolan. Tolan gets the ball back to Sinisak. Right side, Tolan. From the right corner baseline, got the bucket. 3-point land for 21, Rachel Tolan. Tolan shooting pretty close to that 30% mark. She's working it right now from 3-point land. 39-16, 13-point advantage for Benton Central Lady Bison. Behind the arc on the dribble, Mia Shields. She'll do a free throw line in the paint. She'll take a shot, underhanded shoot shot. She'll get fouled. They're going to say this, maybe the foul took place. I'm not sure. They're thinking maybe the foul took place. They're going to say the foul happened before the shot. So Mia was right there ready to shoot. That was an underhanded shoot shot. That was an unhinged shoot shot, and they're not going to allow it. Maybe the officials are going to get together and talk it over, but it doesn't look like it. So taking a breather right now for Benton Central is 25, Sarah Dick. She's going to take a breather. They're going to inbound the basketball. Lady Huskies from their own baseline, right in the bucket. Gets it into Cameron Runner. Behind the arc, she'll work the dribble. She'll go cross-court pass to Ella Hitchcock for 3. Rimmed out short. Would go. Rebound secured by Ella Hitchcock. Got her own board. Kicks it back out top behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll reset the offense. Working against her is Sienna Foster. They're going to whistle a foul. A Cameron Runner is somewhat elusive. She's quick. And she's going to draw the foul right there from 23, Sienna Foster. Sienna Foster picks up her first foul in the contest. 4 on Benton Central here in the second half. Lady Huskies thus far with 1. 2:44 on the game clock. Third quarter, 39-26. Lady Bison in front. Backpedal dribble. Working the basketball right here. Ella Hitchcock. Guarding her is 31, Tressa Sinisak. About all night, that's been a good matchup. 2:25 on the game clock. Going to dribble right side outside the arc. I should say outside the paint. She'll go in, take a shot off the glass. But there's a lengthy layup. Good for Ella Hitchcock. 39-28, 11-point advantage for Benton Central, Lady Bison. Behind the arc, they'll bring it back out. Reset the offense with Tressa Sinisak. She'll go left side with it, touches the hands of Kennedy Tolan. Back to Sinisak. Back to the corner. Now, Kennedy Tolan is going to take a drive just outside the paint. She tried to shoot. It's going to be a foul call. She's going to get 2 shots. 1:55, doesn't take that back. They're going to call this one on the floor. Prior to the shot, going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline by Benton Central. Texas A&M is a Centisac. We're working into Kennedy Coleman. She'll reach under. She'll get the shot. They'll count it. And she reached. She dug down low, went underneath the arms of Mikayla Moran, went off the glass, got the bucket. They're going to whistle this foul on Mikayla. She picks up her third foul with 1:49 left in the third. 41-28. Coleman, that's Kennedy Coleman, three-point play, good. The Lady Huskies bring it in from the backcourt. 42-28, a 14-point advantage for the Lady Bison. 1:39 left, third quarter. We're going to left side and bring it back out top. 3 points shot on the way. Cameron Nutter would go track down her own board. It's Karen Long. She's going to dribble around right there just outside the paint. Went up to the shot, got her shot blocked. Credit that block shot by Sienna Foster. They'll go back the other way on a slow dribble crossing the sideline at a walk pace with the basketball, Tressa Sinisak. So working left side, could get the ball back in a hurry. Moving it around right there, 107 left, third quarter. Outside the arc, 3 points shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 23, Sienna Foster. Rebound secured by Mikayla Moran. She'll dish off point guard at Kelly Hickok. She'll work the right side behind the arc. Cameron Nutter, triple threat. She'll dribble now, single baseline. She'll kick it back out behind the arc. That was Ella Hickok back to Kaylee Roten. Roten back middle dribble. She'll reset the offense. Working against Roten is number 12, Kennedy Coleman. Out top on the dribble, Kaylee Roten going to dish it back. Point guard, Ella Hickok. 31 seconds left. Third quarter, 42-28. Lady Huskies trail by 14. From the corner, triple threat available for Mia Shields. Cross-court skip pass, they'll get it out top. Shout out to Mark, three-point land. Way to go for Cameron Nutter. Rebound, Benton Central. Crossing the timeline, they'll reset this. 10 seconds left. Out top near the center circle, 31 stress of center sack. Shows the play with one finger. The dribble left side outside the paint. Got the bucket. Left-handed shot good by Kennedy Coleman. She goes left side and got the bucket right at the buzzer. At the end of three quarters of play, Benton Central Lady Bison, 44. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 28. So, the band making a joyful noise over there to my left. We'll mention Bill Foster. Bill Foster doing the broadcast for Benton Central. He's catty corner for me. And a pretty good way to go, that Husky Sports Network. They're just at the other across the gym floor, working right there. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. We now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Or check them out on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. They're just off of Highway 19, take Howard Avenue. Go west, cross the tracks, and they are right there behind the Arcadia Ballpark. 8 minutes on the game clock, fourth quarter, getting ready to start up. Going to be brought in with the alternate possession arrow. Benton Central going to toss it in play. Toss it slightly through the backcourt. Will 23, Sienna Foster. On the dribble, crossing the sideline, stretch to Sinisak. She'll work it right side to Foster. Out top, Coleman. That's Kennedy Coleman. In the paint, they'll work it around. Going to be a block shot, Mikayla Moran. Going to call it a jump ball now. She did pretty much stop the path of that basketball. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. Mikayla Moran going to play collegiately next year as a freshman. 44-28, 7:38 on the game clock. Coach Sherry said she's going to go to Hanover. So work it out top, Cameron Runner on the dribble, elbow right side. She'll bring it back out top behind the arc. Dish it off to Ella Hickok. Screen going to be set there by Mikayla. She'll go left side. She'll go up to the shot. Going to be partial foul there with the attempt at the block shot. picking up that foul for Benton Central, going to be number 33, Carly Musser. Carly Musser going to pick up her second foul. Team foul number 5 on Benton Central here in the second half. Lady Huskies thus far with 3. First shot rims out long. Would go for Ella Hickok. Back in the ballgame for Benton Central, we're going to see number 3, Courtney Tolan, and 25, Sarah Dick. Taking a breather right there is 21, Rachel Tolan, and 33, Carly Musser. Second shot wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Rebound out of there, controlled by the Huskies. They'll reset the offense in the front court. The dribble camera runner trying to hit a pass there. Thought she might have cut a different way, but they were a little bit on different pages there. Not much, but the ball goes out of bounds. It belongs to Benton Central. 7-11 on the game clock. We're in the fourth quarter, 44-28. Lady Bison by 16. So we're going to end the front court. Lady Bison touches the hand of 25, Sarah Dick. Around the perimeter, they're working left side on the dribbler, Sarah Sack. She'll bring the ball back out and reset the offense. Lady Husky's coming out the first defense. That's Cameron Runner trying to get a hand in there in that 6-foot area. Trying to earn the count, not going to get it done. They'll go to the corner baseline. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Lady Bison, that shot taken by number 12, Kennedy Tolan. Ball caroms a long way. Finally, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Benton Central. 6:36 on the game clock. Brought into the backcourt. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Working against Senesac. That's Tressa. Senesac was number 31. Out top of the basketball, she'll dribble behind the, around the perimeter. Ella Hickok, she'll make an adjacent pass behind the arc to Kaylee Roten. Back to Mia Shields. She'll dribble left side. She'll go off the glass. A little strong, but to go. Rebound, put back is good for Mikayla Moran. Moran for 2. 44-30, a 14-point advantage for Benton Central. In the front court now, holding the basketball, number 12, Kennedy Tolan. She'll work it left side now in the hands of Sinistack. She'll dribble out top. It'll be a bump foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Cameron Runner. A little bit of friction there as Sinistack dribbled out top of the circle, working left to right from my vantage point. Penn Central working the away basket, the far basket from where I'm standing. Hamilton Heights second half right here, the near basket. 5:50 left. I'm in the balcony. Pretty good vantage point. Couldn't do better. Working it out top of the basketball, Finistat. She'll work it left side. Touches the hands of Foster. Works it back to Kennedy Tolan. She'll dribble baseline. Lost her footing. They're not going to call a travel. That pivot foot may have moved, but not in the eyes of the official. 44-30. Tipped away, almost stolen by Hamilton Heights, and it's stolen back. Another triple steal. Ball goes back and back and back, and it finally ends up in the hands of Mia Steele. She's in the paint. She'll go off the glass for 2. 44-32. 12-point advantage for the Lady Bison. Behind the arc, she'll dribble left side. Pick up her dribble. That's Courtney Tolan. She'll pitch it down low to Foster. Dish off right there in the paint to Tolan. That's Kennedy Tolan off the glass. Point blank range for 2. 46-32. 14-point advantage for the Lady Bison. Screen right there by Mikayla. She'll use it. That's Ella Hickok. Could be a foul on the floor. Mikayla was fouled. She was in the paint going out to the board. Trying to put the shot back up. They're not going to allow the shot. Foul took place prior to. They're going to bring it in from the baseline, the Lady Huskies. Left of the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Cameron Runner. Gets it in tall from Mikayla. Mikayla gets the ball back to Runner. Runner being guarded there by 23, Sienna Foster. Back pedal. Cameron Runner takes a 3 behind the arc. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Benton Central. They'll go the other direction. Across the timeline at a walk pace. That's Tressa Sinistack. Picks up her dribble, works it out top. Touches the hands of Kennedy Tolan. Tolan gets it back to her, gets her a new dribble. Back to Tolan behind the arc. Just right of center. 4:15 left. She'll drive the lane. She'll take about a 14-foot floater. Way to go. Rebound secured by Kennedy Roten. Lady Huskies. 46-32. 4:05 left. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Way to go for Cameron Runner. The board secured by Mikayla. She'll hand off and give the ball back to Ayla. Excuse me, Ella, and Ella goes right side off the glass, layup for 2, 46, 34. Working the full court press right there. Crossing the timeline on the dribble is Kennedy Tolan. And pretty rough basketball play there for the Gals. They were playing hard right there. The foul committed. Double team on Kennedy Tolan. They're going to whistle a foul on Kaylee Roten. She's got two. He fouled number five for the Lady Huskies. Six thus far for the Lady Bison. That's all in the second half. Taking a breather is Mikayla Moran. She's going to step down. I believe she's got three fouls in the ballgame for her. Is number 25, Kennedy Cherry. So timeout on the floor. They're going to remain standing. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And don't forget, if you want to stay up to date on all local sports, news, events, politics, and more, then go to readthereporter.com for just $12 per year. You can get full county coverage for all things Hamilton County. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe, and you will never miss the best coverage from Hamilton County's hometown newspaper. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Hamilton County Reporter. I subscribe to that. It's wonderful. I like getting that every morning on my little laptop, I should say iPad. So I'm in the front court with the basketball on the dribble of tennis back. She's a good dribbler working against Ella Hickok. She's going to draw a foul. Going to be a blocking foul. Ella Hickok, it's probably the first time this crowd, other than the Benton Central folks, has witnessed that good dribbling exhibition from Tressa Sinisak. She can flat out move the basketball while she's running almost full blast. 46-34. 3:33 on the game clock. Left of the bucket. The toss it in just inside the arc. She gets the ball back to Sinisak. Toss that ball in to Courtney Tolan. They'll kick it back out. Courtney Tolan out top. She'll move it left side behind the arc. Bounce pass. Sinisak. They're going to call it a kick. Evidently, Cameron Runner, that might have been off of her foot. They called it an intentional kick. We're going to allow the substitution in. It's Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry coming in, going to play defensively. Mikayla Moran going to set down. A little offense defense. 3:21, tossed barely in the backcourt, put on the scores bench. On the dribble is Tressa Sinisak. She'll pass it to the corner. Kennedy Tolan. She'll bounce once, get it back to Sinisak. There's a double team there. Timeout is going to bail her out. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Coach David Baxter is going to retain possession. He calls the 30. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. That's trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low, so low you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by dialing 317-773-7391. Husky Band. Put their instruments down. Ball's brought in by the baseline in the hands of Tressa Sinisak. She'll dish it down low off the glass in the paint. Uncontested. Number 12, Kennedy Tolan for two. 48-34. 14-point advantage for the Lady Bison. On the dribble, Kennedy Cherry. Freshman athlete. They're working around the perimeter. Touches the hands of Kaylee Roten. Now back out top. She'll take the shot. Straight away, that was Ella Hickok, couldn't get the bucket. Rebound secured by 25, Sarah Hick. She'll hand off right there, point guard. Tressa Sinisak, she'll walk across the timeline. Now she'll pick up the pace. She'll backpedal dribble. Back near the center circle. She's right side, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. Coming in to help right there was Mia Shields. They'll pass it around, bounce pass. Got loose there for a moment. It's picked up in a hurry by 31, Tressa Sinisak. And Lady Husky's going to get called for a reach-in. Lady Huskies, going to send them to the line. One in bonus going to be shot. That's 31, Tressa Sinistak. Mikhail Moran back in the ballgame. Kennedy Cherry getting medium fives all down the bench area. She'll take a breather. 2:16 left for the fourth quarter. First shot up for Sinistak. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. 2:13 on the game clock. To the front court, Cameron Runner. She'll back up behind the arc. She'll take a three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. The 25, Sarah Dick. Sarah Dick, a 6-foot sophomore. 2 minutes left. 48-34. Steal in the front court. Stolen. Francis Steele to Ella Hickok. Going to be a foul committed in the front court. Hamilton Heights side of the gym. And a foul's committed. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. Sienna Foster, she picks up her second. That foul puts the Huskies in the bonus. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner gets the first. Gets the congratulatory from Michaela. Michaela's going to step out of the offense now. Take a breather. Back in the game defensively is Kennedy Cherry. She wears number 25. Second shot up. Rims around. Fell off. Wouldn't go for Cameron. She got the front end of the 1-1. 1:48 on the game clock. 48-35. 13-point advantage for the Lady Bison. Going to dribble across the baseline right there. Kick it back out. They'll move it out. South pitch in the hands of Sienna Foster. Back in the hands of Kennedy Tolan. She'll dribble a couple times. Picked up there by Mia Shields. Had to pass it out there. Got it back to Tolan. Saves the basketball. Double team there on Tolan now by Mia Shields and Cameron Runner. She'll pass it left side, left elbow, down low on the block. She's all alone. She goes off the glass. 2-point bucket. Character bucket, 25, Sierra Dick. 1:10 left. 50-35, 15-point advantage for the Lady Bison. They're working down low. The Lady Huskies in the front court. Touches the hands of Cindy Cherry. Going drive baseline. That's Cameron Runner. Blocking foul on the baseline. Cameron Runner going to shoot the one and bonus again. 59.1 left here in the fourth quarter. They're whistling that foul on 25, Sarah Dick. She's got three. Team foul number 8. Lady Huskies thus far 7. First shot good. Cameron Runner still earned the second one. So bonus both ways. 59.1 seconds remaining in the fourth. Second shot also good. 50-37, a 13-point advantage for the Lady Bison. Double team in the backcourt, they're going to call foul. They're going to whistle a foul. That was Kennedy Tolan. Kennedy Tolan picked up the basketball in the backcourt. Double team right there in a hurry. And they whistle a foul. It's going to be whistled on number 4, Mia Shields. Mia Shields played this long in this ball game. She played a clean ball game. She picked up her first foul in today's tonight's contest. Checking back in the ball game, going to be number 13. First time in the ball game tonight, Katie Brown. She played a good JV contest. 5'5" freshman Katie Brown in the ball game. First shot up and good for Kennedy Coleman. She'll get one more. 51-37. Step back to the line. Kennedy Tolan. She's a senior. She's 5'9". She got both of them. She has scored more than 1,000 points in her career. She's still climbing. Going to be a block shot. They're going to call foul. Going right side near the, trying to go up with a floater. Just outside the paint. That's Ella Hickok. She'll go to the stripe. And they're going to whistle this foul on 31. Tressa Sinistak. She'll pick up number 3. So that's the 9th foul on the Lady Bison. Next one will be the double bonus if it happens. First shot good. Back in the ballgame is Kennedy Cherry. Taking a breather is Katie Brown. 47 seconds left. Who's your conference championship tonight? Rims around, got it. Ellen Hickok. It's 52-39. 44 seconds left. Dribbling in the backcourt of Sinistak. Tipped away. Good tip by Kennedy Roten. Back to Cameron. Gives it to Ellis Hickok. She goes outside the arc a couple of steps. Couple of steps behind the arc in front of the home crowd. Three-point bucket good for Ella Hickok. Cuts the lead to 10. 52-42. 34.6 left. And we'll miss it. Coming up this Sunday. This Sunday, the 47th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament Pairing Show. Tune in Sunday. Find out where your team's going to play that first round, or maybe you'll get the bye. It's going to happen this Sunday, the 23rd of January, 2022, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. 32 hours, it's going to be web streamed. You can pick that up on your web stream, on your computer, your device. It's IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. Bob Level and Greg Rakestraw will handle the show. And on radio, it'll be simulcast on IHSAA, Champions Network, and their affiliates. We're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to belong to the Lady Bison. They'll go 84 feet with it, one baseline to the other. She can run the baseline. That's Kennedy Tolman. She gets it in to Sinistat. Sinistat tipped away. Going to be blocked and picked up there by Hamilton High. Going to drive baseline. Ellie Hickok posts it up. Soft shot. Underhanded scoop shot by the sophomore, Ella Hickok. That was a delicate in the paint, underhanded toss, rimmed up over, and fell in. 23.9 seconds remaining. It's an 8-point ball game. 52-44. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by TricksandFishers.com. Since 1983. They have great cars, great trucks, and great prices. And they have great customers. You can reach their dealership in Fishers by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East, 116th Street. One is in in Noblesville. That's out on State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory online or on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Could be brought in from the baseline, Benton Central. Opposite baseline, brought in to Kennedy Tolman. Picked up her dribble outside the arc in the backcourt. She dishes off to Sinistat. And Sinistat going to be fouled. Sinistat gets the ball across the timeline. Working right there in front of the bench, right there in front of Coach David Baxter. David Baxter, a fifth-grade teacher there in the school system of Benton Central. His wife, also a teacher there, the system. And that is Lindsay. And they work the fifth-grade level. First shot up and goes in. Sends back at the free-throw line. She's shooting the one-in bonus. Here comes the bonus. Shot up and also good. 54-44. To the front court in a hurry. Kaylee Roten going to take a shot off the glass. No foul called. Could have been a charge. Could have been a block. There was no foul called. 7.2 left. There's going to be a foul off the ball here. They're going to call a foul and with extended play there. Shot would go for Kaylee. She's going to go to the stripe now. It wasn't for the shot shooting foul. But she will shoot the double bonus. 7.2 left. 54-44. Double checking at the bench area right there. It is a double bonus. They confirmed that. 7.2, Katie Roten. First shot, nothing but net. First one's good for Katie Roten. Just step back up there again. She's the lone junior, and I'll mention Benton Central with one lone junior. She got the second one. That lone junior for Benton Central is Liza Cooley. 54-46. You're going to hold the basketball. Ball game is over. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Benton Central Lady Bison, 54. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 46. And across the turn of the scores edge right now, they're getting low fives right there. Just good that they're touching hands this year. You kind of tipped your hat on the baseball field last year, but it's getting better. We're hoping it's getting better. It's going to be good eventually. So we do thank you for tuning in. And again, we thank both coaches, David Baxter, Keegan Perry, both quality individuals that love the game of basketball. We thank my wife back home for sound check. She listened to the whole game. We had a good connection. Signal was good. And we're going to bow out of here. We'll remind you tomorrow night you can listen to Put Me in Sports. Gibson Blue Devils boys will be at the Kokomo Wildcats. And that game will start at 7:30. We thank you for listening. We're going to bow out of here. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.
All the out there, the real sense of all that's coming out of the system.